Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're live, my friends. It's already the fourth day of December 2011 on this live Sunday broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, and then, of course, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Wow. In fact, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see all these stacks of news I've got here in front of me. Ron Paul has surged into a close second behind Mr. New World Order, Mr. Gun Control, Mr. Open Borders, Mr. Carbon Tax. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Mr. Government Healthcare, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, now behind Ron Paul. And it's the same in many other states. But the media continues to say Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win, when he's the only one who would actually try to fix things. You know, a lot of people think that, oh, my gosh, the government's a bunch of idiots. They just can't find a way out of this. They keep screwing stuff up. Yeah, insider trading, funding corporations they're invested in with taxpayer money, becoming filthy rich, setting up tyranny. They're not screwing up. It's on purpose, the shutdown of the global economy, just like the Great Depression was. So in Iowa, Gingrich leads PAC, then Paul, then Romney. And this is in the Des Moines Register. It's in the Washington Post. It's all over the place that Ron Paul, in a bunch of different scientific polls, number two. Number three or number two or number one, depending on the poll, in New Hampshire. He's the only perennial front runner. They've all been up and down, whether it's Perry or whether it's Herman Cain or whether it's Romney or whether it's Gingrich, who a month ago had 2%. People are desperately just looking for somebody to save them. There's only one person who'll be honest with you and say, well, the president can't save you, but he can act under the Constitution, but the rest of the government may not. I'm going to need your help. This is not going to be easy. But others just tell you, oh, yeah, there's a few little things we'll do and that'll fix it. No, we're deep into the New World Order, deep into it. And the fact that Ron Paul is so popular, despite the media blackouts and 89 seconds on the debates and the other candidates, you know, getting 10 minutes or whatever apiece, and the lying on polls he wins, and the lying when he wins a straw poll, the media won't cover it. Despite all of that, he is the only candidate in all the major polls that can beat Obama. When they run him up against each other, it's Ron Paul, hands down. We've covered those. It's a big deal. And that's coming up in the second hour. I will cover this, and I will get to some of the audio and video clips that we're going to be playing here. But if you're watching me on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see via the document cam here. We have 85-year-old says she was strip searched at JFK. The response now of the Homeland Security Brown Shirts is to say, well, we took her in a private room, but that's not a strip search. It's a security search. See, when an FBI agent grabs a child's genitals, it's assault. Or if you do it. But with the special little toilet attendant people who they claim is their administrative right, well, they say it's not that. So we'll get into that report. Sandusky is saying he likes kids, likes to grab on them in the shower, but it's no big deal. Shows the delusional behavior of these people. I think that dovetails with too badly hurt as they are trampled at fan frenzy stampede after a thousand storm football field following Oklahoma State win. I wish people would stampede for the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the Second Amendment and property rights that are all being flushed down the toilet. And, of course, we're going to come back and get into the latest that you know about the Thursday night passage of the National Defense Authorization Act that says the whole world is under globalist domination in a war zone, that the U.S. is, that the military will be used in America, and that Americans, anytime they want, can disappear forever into a black hole and even be killed. It's maximum tyranny. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex. Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome again. Thank you so much for joining us. It is already the fourth day of December, 2011. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, and I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can, of course, listen on XM, Global Shortwave, other satellite systems as well, and, of course, now over 100 AM and FM stations across the United States, and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv is streaming with a five-camera shoot in here, also turning the radio show into a multimedia TV transmission at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And I also do a nightly news transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 o'clock weeknights, with our crew of reporters and other hosts like Aaron Dykes, Mike Adams, Paul Joseph Watson, and others, Darren McGreen, all doing a fabulous job. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. At the start of the next segment, I'm going to give the number out. And I want to talk to military, current serving military, and police in the first hour. Because I want to ask you, just like if I was in 1938 Germany, when the Nazis were really showing folks they were bad guys, and really starting to destroy Germany's liberties and freedoms, I want to ask you, when Congress last Thursday night passed the National Defense Authorization Act that 100% said, and now the author of it, Lindsey Graham, the senator admits it, we played those clips last week, John McCain's defended it to Rand Paul and others, that it allows the military to absolutely operate anywhere in America. Now, we have states and we have counties and we have jurisdictions for a reason. The founders set this up to try to stop tyranny from spreading and to try to keep local control. It is an absolute bellwether of tyranny to have the military operating in your country domestically. Anybody knows that about third world nations. But no third world country, except for it's not even third world, the dark age hyper-tyranny of North Korea, only North Korea has stuff on the books to arrest you for any reason, no trial, and you disappear into a black hole. Only North Korea, not Soviet Russia. They did it, but they didn't put it on paper. Not Nazi Germany. They did it, but they didn't put it on paper. Not communist China that killed, the Chinese say Mao killed over 84 million. Our CIA and its fact book says 66 million to 64, depending on which number. Whatever. He didn't even have it on the books. Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer the world's ever seen, hands down. Guinness Book of World Records killer. They don't put this stuff on the books. The Nazis tortured, they didn't put it on the books. Our government's put it on the books. Our government is run by offshore banks. Our government is illegitimate. Our government publicly ships in narcotics and launders drug money by the billions a year. That's in the New York Times again today. I'm covering it later. Our so-called government is a pack of criminals. Now, the good news is most, including both parties, Ron Paul has more donations, 72% last numbers that came out a month ago, than Obama supporters and all other Republican supporters, all other candidates from the military. All of them combined, Ron Paul gets the support. That shows the military is awake. There was a Bloomberg Businessweek magazine cover story that I covered last week. It's on newsstands right now if you want to pick it up. It's online as well, where the headline was, "Give this man money so he can fire you." And it said that Ron Paul gets hands down more federal employee donations than anybody else combined. That's because they know there's not going to be a government anymore if this continues. It'll just be a big offshore bank, receivership arm, and no country. Europe. We hear, oh, it's the United States of Europe. Mega banks are going to run it now, and the countries won't have any sovereignty or any say to the banks that put their operatives in every power position and who sold the derivatives and have the government sign on for too big to fail the banks. And then they spin the whole thing around, butt backwards. You have another term for it in Texas. Well, they spin it around completely backwards, and Goldman Sachs and others who were behind the fraud sit there and sell people on, give us total control, you'll never be able to get out of this, and we're going to raise all these taxes on you to pay for derivatives that we created, or we'll bring down the whole system. Here's London Telegraph today. Eurozone debt crisis. It's financial union or bust, says PIMCO. European governments must rapidly commit to fiscal union. And by the way, under that union means getting rid of all their sovereignty to the banks. And a lot of headlines say that, you know, Goldman Sachs of Europe. Or a partial breakup of the euro to prevent the fundamental erosion in demand for the region's debt, PIMCO, the world's biggest bond investor, has warned. Breakup's the only way to go for sovereignty. I mean, they're already announcing that all over Europe, they're going to have EU bureaucrats armed going in and raising VAT, sales taxes, business taxes on top of the giant taxes they have to pay for this. And they say, oh, it's the lazy Europeans. They get off a month a year. Folks, I've looked at the numbers. It's all baloney. Just like here, the banks get tens of trillions, and they're convincing you they want to raise taxes to pay off the too-big-to-fail money as if it's our debt. 91% of it on average globally. I've had former managing directors of Goldman Sachs and others on. And this is admitted. There's over $1,000 trillion conservatively in derivatives. The entire national debt is $14.5 trillion. Yes, we owe $14.5 trillion. While the bankers are always trying to lobby for government to get states and counties in more debt with unfunded mandates. They want us in debt, but quite frankly, we're not in debt. So they don't care. They just come along and say, well, you are signed on to our derivatives we created, our counterfeit garbage. And since it's gone belly up, you need to pay for it. So what is the federal government's answer to this? You know, it comes out on 60 Minutes. We've done this for years. But it comes out that they insider trade in Congress, the leadership, that they have whole staff there trading. Some of them double their money per year. Some of them get there worth $500,000. You ever wonder why members of Congress will sometimes spend $20, $30, $40, $50 million to get into the House, sometimes over $100 million to get in the Senate, to make a couple hundred thousand a year? Not because they want to serve you, most of them, unless it's Ron Paul, Rand Paul, or a handful of others. It's because you can get there, and then you can direct government programs, and you know which way things are going to go, and so you can literally direct money to companies that you're invested in, or your wife owns, or your wife's the principal of, or your husband is, and that's what they do. That's why Nancy Pelosi has doubled her money in a single year before. Okay? And now they just go, well, yeah, we're allowed to insider trade. I was listening to Fox News yesterday on XM, Fox TV, and they were just defending it for like 30 minutes while I was driving through the rain. I just can't believe my ears. There, but just like Fast and Furious, I told you was going to lead to government drug dealing and government money laundering. Because I saw it in the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune. We reported it, of course, 6 months before that from the federal documents that our listeners pointed out. In federal court, it came out that there were hundreds of billions a year being laundered by the big six mega banks, and that certain cartels were armed with U.S. taxpayer money to kill the other cartels who weren't laundering it through big mega banks. Just like our troops admittedly grow the opium now. And now it's in the New York Times. Oh, goody, goody gumdrop. They're spinning it, though, because they know it's coming out. The federal government did allow laundering of money and drugs, but only to track the drug dealers. Yes, of course. Yes. Mm-hmm. The drug dealers are little errand boys, and if they don't do exactly as they're told, paramilitary troops come and kill them. And so just like Fast and Furious, the government 8-9 months ago reported on itself to try to spin it and minimize it. Oh, we accidentally allowed some guns in Phoenix to be sold. No, it turns out they were shipping 18-wheelers of them to Mexico, and no one's getting in trouble for it. And so now, because the drug dealing's coming out, oh, we do actually launder the drugs. Yeah, Wachovia and Wells Fargo, $376 billion, Bloomberg, AP, Reuters reported last year, in 2 years laundered. Oh, yeah, they're laundering that down at a crack house. No, the government is run by drug dealing, narcotics trafficking, weapons dealing, terrorist funding.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX. The world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So I sat there and watched last Thursday night the Senate pass 93-7 to fully get rid of posse comitatus and allow the military to engage in any activity in the United States. Total federal domination over everything. They've been quietly getting rid of it for a long time. I've been to the drills and watched the military train to lock down U.S. cities and confiscate firearms in the U.S., and they admit it's for the U.S. I told you that a decade or more before the Stars and Stripes told you about it. I told you how great it was. And I got the government training manuals where it wasn't for Muslim terrorists like you were being told. It was for gun owners, libertarians, landowners. And I sat there and watched Senator Jay Rockefeller and others celebrate and kind of do victory dances as they went up and voted. As they called out the roll call, they came up and told them how they were voting right there at the dais, as they do on important votes to make sure it's on record. And I saw a comment on an article at Infowars.com breaking this down, where somebody said, I think I meant to print it off, but they said, well, hey, I don't have anything to hide. Why should I worry? In fact, we went out and talked to people on the street. We did two news reports. We showed the vast majority that were against the military on the streets, and then we also showed the two or three people who were pretty much incoherent, but one of them was able to get out the words, and again, the full video is posted at Infowars.com, that, well, I don't do anything wrong, so I don't care if the military's on the streets. Well, a lot of people in Germany didn't do anything wrong, or in communist China, or in Pol Pot's Cambodia. I mean, a lot of people get robbed by street criminals that didn't do anything wrong. I mean, that's like saying, I don't lock my doors at night because I don't do anything wrong. Every time in history, when you allow a big, powerful, out-of-control government to get rid of checks and balances, horrible things happen. It might not happen the first year or even the first 10 years, but you always get rid of the checks and balances. You will get evil people in there who will abuse you and who will steal everything. And we have a group that is evil and is corrupt and has been caught committing so many crimes publicly. I mean, if you're a new listener, it's on record the big banks launder the drug money publicly. It's on record they own and run the narcotics giant aircraft, landing them back and forth. It's on record that eight federal agencies, from the ATF to the FBI to the Border Patrol, on record in federal court, let the aircraft land, let the 18-wheelers drive through, and they're looking for some teenager that drove over the border and bought a half pound of pot. You know why? Because that keeps the price down of the government products. The whole drug war is about that. I mean, I could go on and on. ABC News reported what I told you in Endgame 4 years ago. 70%+ of foster children are on multiple psychotropic drugs. It's now 9 in Texas, 7 nationwide. Totally healthy kids put on drugs by the government that screw them up. I saw news Friday where in Europe they're talking about putting lithium in the water to calm the public during the Depression. They already put lithium in the water. Did you know that? Most of the so-called fluoride product that is put in the majority of U.S. cities' water, look it up, has radioactive isotopes, lithium, arsenic, not just so-called sodium fluoride. And it's really not even that. That's another type of acid. Again, People say this stuff sounds crazy. You bet history's crazy. Reality's crazy. They say truth's stranger than fiction. Reality is so much crazier than any magazine or book or fiction dystopic novel you could write, because this is a real world. It's not a book or a movie. It's 7 billion people and a crazy global elite who compete with each other for who can be the most ruthless and wicked. And so I ask you, if you're police or military, that's who's going to be able to call in first. I want to, you know, take a round of your calls. Are you going to, is there anything you wouldn't enforce? Is there any order you wouldn't carry out? Since you don't care about the Bill of Rights and Constitution, at least the leadership that's been bought and paid for. I mean, why have a Bill of Rights and Constitution? Why have due process if the military can just secretly arrest you, you disappear? All of America a battleground. Nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. All the training to take on gun owners and vets. I've been to these events. I've gotten the training manuals. I've made films about it. It's been national news. They literally fight people wearing cowboy hats and Western wear at these urban warfare drills. They practice killing rednecks, okay? The very people cheerleading giving up their rights to fight the, quote, Muslims. You get the manuals. It's Ron Paul supporters. It's libertarians. It's returning veterans. It's retired police officers. It's all public. You can go pull up these manuals we've been sent by good police and military. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're going to do. I'm going to give you the number right now. Are you going to follow these orders? Is there any order you wouldn't follow? You know, the Nazis, by successive approximation, by incrementalism, got to where they would shoot babies in the back of the head and throw them into pits. Now, there's films of that. Just type in Nazis shooting women and children. You want to watch them, it's online. But you know what? More than just that, it's the people ordered. The men are ordered to run into pits, and they run in. And then next, the women with their babies. And then they shoot them. But let me explain something. I'm not going to go along with this. I hope those of you that, because this is a real tyranny being set up. I witnessed Marines in California, this is in my film, Police State 2000, admitting the training was for America and bringing the role players out of apartments and having them get on their knees, and the Marines would shoot them in the back of the head. By the way, that's come out in the major newspapers. Remember Private Bruckheimer early into the Afghan War, 2002, came home after his term, like 2002, and he said, yeah, we go in villages and we kill everybody, men, women, and children. And then the Pentagon came out on Fox News and clarified. They said, we only kill everybody in certain villages. Do you think the torture is just going to be over there? Do you think the killing of children is just going to be over there? So Pat Tillman volunteered, gave up his $3 million a year contract, and or was it $5 million, I forget, and went over there and then found out they were growing the drugs, they were killing innocent people. He said, this is all a hoax. I'm going to come home and speak out against it. And they said, no, you're not, Pat. We're going to kill you. And they murdered him, and it came out they murdered him. That's who we're dealing with here, not our government. Criminals have hijacked it. If a guy hijacks a school bus and has got his gun to the kids' heads, I mean, do the cops say, well, that's all right, he's wearing a school bus driver uniform? No, they're hijackers. The Germans should have said, Hitler, you hijacked Deutschland. We're not going to follow you. So I want to hear from police and military. When we come back, I'm going to play part of the nightly news. The whole thing's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. The nightly news from Friday. But then I want to talk to police and military. Then I got a bunch of other news about Ron Paul in second place and all the rest of it, and a bunch of police state news. And Friday I didn't get to the takeover of the power plants. As we told you, now they're admitting that you're going to pay roughly double in the next few years, and there's going to be rolling blackouts year-round. Here's the number for police and military only in the first hour. Will you follow any order, or will you say no to this? Are you even aware of this? Here's the number. I'm going to give it to you. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I want to hear from you. 877-789-ALEX. We'll be right back. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61%. and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades: salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. We are live. It is 4:33 and 25 seconds Central Standard Time. That's 2:33 Pacific. And we are going to be going to Michael and others that are holding, police officers, military, and others. Now, folks, how many years did I tell you that they were going to get rid of posse comitatus, put military on the street, and start having secret arrests than it would be for the general public? I studied history. I went to the urban warfare drills. I had insiders in the military and police tell me this, some of them that went public. In fact, I've interviewed a lot of guests that got killed. People ask, well, why are you still alive? I've never worked for the system. If you've ever worked for them and then turn against them, it's some weird rule, they kill you. Plus, I've always been so public, if you kill me, it only adds credibility to what I've said. It highlights it. And also, I've been told by some I kind of get out of control, and some in the establishment think that discredits the information. No, it doesn't. I think it's normal to get upset when you go to urban warfare drills all over the country and see troops with role players playing the part of Americans, having their guns taken and taken to FEMA camps. I mean, I feel like I should run naked up and down Main Street here in Austin trying to get people's attention. You know, I don't get all crazy on purpose. It's just been organic and has worked because I don't hold back. I'm upset about this. I'd dress up in a chicken suit if it got people to pay attention. And I told you with all this would come depression and imploding standard of living because it's a program. It's a post-industrial austerity move. 3 years ago, I made the Obama deception. Watch it. It's free online. You can get all 18 of my films on DVD for $99.95 and get all your Christmas shopping done, a nice little professional packaged information and support us, but it's all free online. It's all in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. You want to subscribe for 15 cents a day and support our operation, but that's a side issue. All my films are on YouTube, Google, everywhere. Go watch them. Go watch Police State 2000. Witness the Marines training to take your guns and to kill American conservatives. You're like, well, you saying my Marines are bad? I'm saying it's on video. It's not about me. They're the ones doing it. America has gotten into being gullible. I heard talk show hosts last week defending Herman Cain saying, you know, he's innocent. Oh, yeah, he paid a woman for almost 14 years rent money. He wasn't having sex with her. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto, folks. Easter bunnies are real. Santa Claus is real. No, none of it's true. Okay. Sandusky, clearly guilty. It's a whole pedophile ring. That's coming out now. Don't underestimate the power of evil. Stop being gullible. Stop being, okay, I'm going to go to Michael, David, Holly, Roy, and a lot of police officers calling in. That's good. Usually it's 3-1 military. But we got some military as well. Now I'm going to play this newscast and then go to your clips. Go to your calls. Now, again, I don't have time to play the whole newscast. I'm going to play just part of it. But if you want to see the whole thing, it's up at prisonplanet.tv. And it's also on Infowars.com. The title of the video, going from memory, is Terrorist Congress Declares War on America. You type that in, it'll get you the full news report. It's all over the web. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Darren McBreen in Austin Friday, talking to people, asking them if they would support not just, I mean, this bill they passed, the NADD, National Defense Authorization Act, for 2012, doesn't just declare the whole world as a zone that our military, that's been taken over by the globalists, can attack at will. The whole world is a world. It declares war on the world for the bankers, not about terrorists. They've given al-Qaeda control of Libya. It declares war on the world. It says the military can operate any way they want anywhere in the U.S. and that there's no Bill of Rights or Constitution and that you're not even under military law or even international law. It's just they can torture you, kill you, disappear you. It's all there. Ron Paul, the ACLU, Rand Paul, they've all come out. And these mainline Republican and Democratic leaders, the ones that are all insider trading, they just sit there and say, oh, we support the troops. We want to give them the tools they need. What? That's what Hitler said. Do this, support me, because I support the troops. It's insane. You can't support the troops when they've been taken over by Dr. Evil. Stalin did the same thing. You got to say no. We're going to talk to military and police here in a moment, but here's part of InfoWars Nightly News from Friday evening, man on the street here in Austin, Texas, and it's the same all over the country. By the way, I'm about to hire 3 more reporters in the next few months. We're going to start sending folks all over the country. We've got reporters around the nation that are correspondents, but we're gearing up for the real news operation. Here's McBreen's report.
The National Defense Authorization Act empowers the U.S. military to operate on American soil. They can arrest American citizens and cart them off to detention centers anywhere in the world, basically turning the entire homeland into a battlefield and allowing the military to arrest individuals and detain them indefinitely without trial. Now, this violates every aspect of a free society by denying Americans their constitutionally protected right to due process. How do you think the average American is going to respond?
The same way they responded at the Kent State massacre when National Guard troops were used to fire live ammunition on students who were nonviolently protesting the Vietnam War. The American public was outraged.
The military is here to defend us, not to prosecute us and arrest us and throw us in jail. I think it's a sneak attack by Congress and people to, you know, counter the movement on Wall Street.
These people are saying that the passing of the bill, basically it means to them that the Rubicon has been crossed. That this means America will become complete and possibly irreversible a totalitarian military state.
Well, then our only hope is some defective armed force members.
I think that's our only chance, is the military needs to enforce our Constitution, and our congressmen are trampling over the rules that were established over 200 years ago. And that's the whole problem. There's too much corruption in the executive branch and in the congressional.
What would you say to active military who might be told to enforce this bill?
Listen, I'm a veteran of the United States Army, 31 uniform, airborne. I'll tell you what. Very simply, we take an oath to protect this country from threats both foreign and domestic.
It's not good. It's not healthy for our democracy, for the American Army to be involved.
For those people who say that, oh, it could never happen here, it could never happen to us, those are called the famous last words. Many times throughout history, situations have happened where governments have turned their military against its citizens. You know what? History repeats itself. If that eventuality does happen, you have to remind yourself that these are your brothers and sisters and neighbors and people you went to school with. And remember what you're truly fighting for. It's for our Constitution, not for these puppets who are actually our servants who have run amok.
Now, Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, recently appeared on the InfoWars Nightly News, and he warned people that we are now at the point where all that will save liberty in America is another American revolution.
But really, you should see this as a declaration of war against the American people. That's how we should see it. We need to stop this right now. If we don't, Alex, I do believe that there will be no recourse except another revolution. Otherwise, we are going to be lost. We will be put in the same position as the Founding Fathers were in 1775.
I want to tell the military and police, the globalists are going to sit offshore and watch you get chewed up in a fight with the American people. It's very important that police and military really make a decision now which side they're going to be on.
The military, you're right. Choose now whom you shall serve. Either you are, I'm talking to the military out there especially, either you are a son of the Republic, and you will defend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, or you are a traitor to your country, and you are nothing but a lowly dog, an obedient dog to the powers that be. Choose now whom you shall serve.
There's a lot of constitutionalists out there who are in such an uproar that they are saying that this bill places us in almost exactly the same position that our forefathers were in when they were forced to take up arms in defense of liberty back in 1775.
Well, to those people, I would say it's a culmination of things that have put us in that position, and I would agree that the architects, the great and highly intelligent architects that constructed our infrastructure, the way we do business and the way we do politics and the way we live here in America.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Live, we're going to Michael, David, Holly, Roy, Insider, and others that are holding. If you are police or military and you want to comment on what's happening to our country throughout history, whether it was Rome or Nazi Germany, these discussions happened. And what's sad is this is not even really a media issue. It's like, oh, yeah, they're going to have the army on the streets and TSA checkpoints are now being set up. And, yeah, they're going to have lamp poles with microphones being put up now by Homeland Security. And, yeah, we're going to have forced blood draws at highway checkpoints. And, yeah, we're face scanning you. And, yeah, but the government does launder the drug money. But we're going to secretly arrest you and torture you, too. And, again, they'll incrementally implement it now. They'll have PR where it looks like it's reasonable. This is super creepy. And for people out there, like one guy in the newscast that continue we just played part of, he says the same thing I've seen in comments. Well, I don't do anything wrong, so I'm not worried. Don't you get it? There are people that are bad. What did George Washington say? Then I'll go to your calls. George Washington, you know, the founder of America, the founding father, the founding father. He said, government is like fire. A dangerous servant. No, fire is a great thing, but you got a fireplace. It's dangerous. A coal can fly out and burn your house down. You don't leave the fire burning and then go out to eat or something. No, it's a dangerous servant. You don't leave a campfire unattended. You don't leave a stove on when you're not there. It's a dangerous servant. Government, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. History shows that 100%. People are like, oh, let the government get real big and get rid of my rights. I don't have anything to hide. They want your paycheck. They want your labor. They want to run your life. They want your property. They want your business. They want your wife. You don't know history, so you're doomed to repeat it. You notice as the liberties are taken away, the country falls apart. But the globalists don't care, just like in third world countries, because they want control. They're competing against free market. They don't want freedom. They don't want to compete in a free system. What did the founder of the Rockefeller family say? Competition is a sin. The founder of that dynasty. They want insider mega government deals. They want a government big enough to dominate everybody for them. And that's what we've got. And the Republicans won't tell you that. And the Democrats won't tell you that. Big government is the tool of the mega corporation. And they bought off both major parties, and we're in trouble. And I'm not risking my life here because I think we can't beat these people. We expose their crimes, they go down. We don't, they take over. The world government, the banking takeover, the military on the streets, it's all coming true. Just like I told you. The Rand Corporation wrote all this up 25 years ago. Their whole plan's public. I can tell you the next move they're going to make. You can go find out. In business alone, do you know the power of this information? But most people don't want to research it because the media tells them it doesn't exist. Oh, there's no corruption, no New World Order, no corporate cartels. Just go to sleep. People are like, oh, I'm not going to look into this. It doesn't exist. If you'd have listened to me 10 years ago when I said buy gold at $260 an ounce, what would have happened? You'd have made a sixfold increase. We know what we're talking about. I know my business. My business is freedom and the republic and not being a slave. I am the preeminent, multi-full band, full spectrum expert on this. I eat, drink, and sleep it. Listen. All right, I apologize. I'm going to your calls this segment, the next, just police and military. And then I'll get to everybody else's calls and all the other news. We have some good news as well. But we'll get to that later. Michael, Texas police, then we'll get to Holly, California police, then David Roy, Insider, and others. Michael, thanks for holding while I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
I'm watching the country go down the drain. I'm pretty freaked out.
I hear you, but, you know, I mean, you know, honestly, cops break down. You know, I'm 4 years Navy and about 6 years law enforcement, and, you know, pretty much what I've seen as it breaks down is cops are either people who are trying to protect the people who exploit it and, you know, trying to actually make a difference, or you get cops that were bullies in high school and just see it as another way to get power and push people around. Those are going to be the dangerous people that are going to follow the orders. But the people like me and the people that are actually aware, my goal was to get into the system because I believe that you have to be in the system to affect any change whatsoever. And at the very least, with the information that flows through law enforcement like it does, you know, there's people that are awake and inside the system, just like me, who are going to let everybody else know whenever that big plug comes to pull the drain pipe from our freedom, because it isn't going to happen on my watch and any of my brother's watch, because we're all aware of it. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, I've chosen sides, and, you know, I'm, you know, it's pretty scary. And honestly, these fusion centers are going to be one really big part of what really has caused a whole lot of it, because, you know, you have no idea the amount of information and the lack of privacy that you don't have.
Everything. They can pinpoint where you're at. They can, every piece of data, what pizza you ate, what book you bought, it's all in there. And they've got the Palantir system, all of it. And it is so nightmarish. And again, it's totally used to gauge the economy and how to siphon off the economy and how to social engineer. It is so horrible. And you know, a lot of people that wouldn't listen 10 years ago, Michael, they are listening now because the fruits of globalism, the poison fruit, is now bitter in everybody's mouths. Are you seeing more of your, as you said, brothers and who are peace officers, are you seeing more of them who might not have been awake or who might have laughed at you now waking up? Or what do you see happening?
You know, and it's funny that you say that, because they do really kind of start waking up and being like, you know, especially those that you see that kind of get burned. burn out in law enforcement real fast, and, you know, they eventually, you know, get into a different career, because it isn't for some people. But whenever they burn out, they're like, man, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, whenever, you know, I was doing all these things and had access to all this information, you know, that basically people have that information on you, too. It doesn't matter if you're a cop, a military officer. It doesn't matter who you are.
And again, the global technocrats know how to use it against you. People are like, well, what have I done wrong? What did black people do that got conked on the head and taken over here to be slaves? I mean, what did German slaves grabbed by the different Roman Caesars do? Nothing. And people think because they're good, they're going to be left alone. That's not how this works.
What's even worse is that all these systems that law enforcement supposedly has and, you know, has all these, you know, all this information, well, you know, they're also selling it to debt collectors and telemarketers and all those other people.
Exactly,
too, so.
And it's worse than that. They can put false data in there.
More prevalent. And what's worse about that is even, you know, if a cop gives you a citation, well, you know, if you aren't in violation of the law, you still got to pay the judge $20 to have it dismissed. And, you know, Michael,
we got a job. I could talk to you for 10 hours. I hope you call back again. But briefly, what percentage of the police department you work in, you know, dead reckoning is somewhat awake to what's happening?
I would say a good 40%, and, you know, and it's growing every day. And one more thing, if you go around on Lamar trying to get people's attention naked, you might be disappointed.
What do you mean if you go around in Lamar?
Oh, no, I'm saying on Lamar, you're talking about jumping around naked trying to get people's attention. I was going to say there's already a whole lot of people out on Lamar already doing that
one. Yeah, if you just joined us, I was saying I dress up in a chicken outfit trying to get folks' attention to warn them. No, I hear what you're saying. All right, must be an Austin police officer. All right, let's go to Holly in California, who's police. Give us your take, Holly.
Well, there's a couple things that I wanted to point out. One thing that I do appreciate, one of the few good things that happens in the state of California these days, is that a prerequisite to becoming a police officer and graduating the academy is that you have to visit, as a group, the Museum of Tolerance in Los Angeles, which gives great firsthand representations as to how the police were used as the SS and et cetera. And funny enough, I've been a police officer for only 5 years now, and I'm still finding myself having to remind my own academy mates of what we saw there. And I think part of the problem is we become incredibly jaded because we're obviously paid to deal with the worst people on the streets. And so we start to view the public. I think I can't give a military perspective, but from a police perspective, the people that disappoint me the most that think the government is really here to benefit us and not masking the truth of our eyes is because we have such a jaded perspective from dealing with getting paid to deal with all the people that no one else wants to deal with.
Yeah, you have to deal with the scum of the earth, and they're certainly out there.
A lot are in Oakland, and that was, you know, that was one thing that really it really bothers me, and I really think also that a lot of the time what happens amongst police, especially when you're in cities that are dealing with Occupy and a lot of the things that are going sideways and a lot of the movements that aren't doing it the right way, the police are absolutely exhausted and they're run dry, and I think that unfortunately nowadays it takes a lot of effort to.
No, exactly. That's the most dangerous thing. Even if you're a good person, you just get sick of dealing with things, and then that's when you have problems. It's like that in families, in business, in life. You know, it's when somebody's having a bad day, then that's when there's trouble. Tell you what, I want you to finish up, Holly. We got a 1 minute break. Back with the next hour. Then I'll get to David, Roy, Insider, and others. Then I'll get to all the other calls and a ton of news. Ron Paul is now the front runner behind Newt Gingrich, the globalist.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.